full of salt air, and, well, 6 hours before sailing time, I was looking for the ship. It was dark as I walked down the waterfront, and I stopped the stranger.
Yeah, bud? What do you want?
I'm looking for a whaler known as the Grampus, and I think I'm lost.
There it is, right in front of you. What's the matter? Can't you read?
Yeah, it seems that way. Thanks, fella. Do you happen to know if Captain Bernard's on board?
Yeah, he's there. You shipping out on her?
I'm looking for a job. I'm pretty green, but I'm an old friend of his.
I'm an old friend of his, too. I was out in his last voyage. I wouldn't ship out again under that yellow curve. I was to starve first. When Dirk Peters says, don't go, don't go.
What's the matter? Is the ship haunted or something?
Nothing's the matter with the ship. The captain's nuts.
Are you sure you're talking about the same man I am?
There's only one Captain Bernard, and that's him. He and his son both. Two of a kind. Don't take my word for it. Ask any man that was aboard the Grampus last trip. Ask Sanford Allen, our second mate. Talk to the cook, little Tony Matsail and Sail. Ask him. Captain got playful and cut little Tony's arm off. Look, I'll take you aboard. I've been trying to collect my scratch ever since we landed 2 weeks ago, and I get word tonight it's ready. Watch out for the loose boards on the gangplank.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I'm right behind you. I don't think this ship's sailing tonight, Mr. Peters. Look at that sky.
A little squall don't bother Bernard. Human life's cheap. Climb over the gunwale.